BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Am I back? Am I back on the air? I did The Break Show last week, I think. No, sorry. Oh, my God. Can you guys hear me? I got to wait for this ad to end. Holy crap. You guys won't believe what just happened. So as soon as the break starts, all of a sudden, everyone's internet's dead. Colleen was raiding something in her MMO. I'm trying to go live on the break. And then I'm like, what's going on? It looks like the chat won't load. And then I go, I'm disconnected completely. So I'm like, everything's disconnected. The wireless disconnected, the hard cable disconnected. And I'm like, what the heck's going on? We run into the router room. I go look at the router. All the lights are off. And then Colleen follows the cable back to where it's supposed to be plugged into the wall. It has been pulled out of the wall. And in its place, there is an electric cigarette charging. So someone decided that their electric cigarette charger was far more important than our internet, had pulled the plug on the internet just to charge their e-cig. So that happened. So now we are back from that happening, and we're going live, I think. Can you hear me? Can the stream hear me? I can't answer. If you call in, I'm going to have to run around the table to try to answer the stream call. Streaming into Puke in the Game. Wait, what's the show name? Puke in the Game? Oh, crap. My phone. Can someone grab me my phone?
Do you want a beer?
Do you know where my phone is? It's charging on that table in there.
Mm-hmm. Do you want a beer?
Yes, but I need my phone quicker because that has all my break show notes. And so I have no direction and nothing to actually talk about. So all I can really do is look around the room and start saying things about different devices that I see. Ooh, got a Facebook message. Oh, that's nothing. Guys, how much do you think Tom will sell me his Pengo unit for? That's going to go right in the kitchen, right near the stove, I think. I'll be playing Pengo hours and hours a day. Or maybe I'll check eBay. Let's check eBay for Pengo games. eBay.kizzle.com. Oh, no, I'm going to need to use a streaming computer for this. eBay.com. I'm just going to look for Pengo. I'm not even going to add any extra words to it. All right, Nazi occupied Hungary 10 Pengo banknote. Holy crap. 1930 Hungary 100 Pengo Hungarian banknote. Apparently, a Pengo is a currency. And a 100 Pengo issue, rare, is going for 99 cents. Zero bids, 8 hours left on that auction. So the Pengo currency is not worth very much, apparently. All right, so let's look for Pengo game. There's no way you're going to find this on eBay, right? Ooh. Wait, was this released for Sega as well? That can't possibly be. Sega Mega Drive Pengo. You really have to search for Pengo game cabinet, right? Pengo game cabinet. Ooh, here we go. Nice Merit Trivia Whiz coin operated arcade game in Pengo cabinet. So is that a different... Oh, here we go. Hang on. Donkey Kong Pauline Edition Custom Video Arcade. $2,500. Well, if anyone knows where I can get a Pengo game, I've turned insane. Now, there was this listener of this other show I heard that after watching King of Kong, found himself a Donkey Kong cabinet and set it up in his house. And I think that listener is insane. Probably, because to commit that much space in your house to one game when you could get a computer and play any game on Earth except for these old games. See, that's the problem. These games aren't recreated for PC. I can even play Sonic the Hedgehog on my PC if I want to. Sega Genesis, but I can't play these cabinet games. Now, how did you even program a cabinet game? Did you have to make the cabinet first, and then you have to log in, and then you have to use your joystick and those buttons to type out a code? I don't think that could be true. Like, I can't believe that they invented games back then. Nowadays, to make a game, you already have a computer, right? So you go to your computer, and in the computer, you've got these programs that'll make models, and you've got this other program called C++ or whatever. And then you type out your code, and you're like, game, it's done. How did you... Like, that's easy. But then again, if you think about it, so everything you program on had to be programmed before. So if you're like, oh, I'm programming in C++, someone had to program C++, right? But then someone... But, like, it's... I don't understand how people are how smart. Like, you have to be a genius to... Well, maybe it's super easy once you understand it. It seems easy for Tom. Oh, yeah, it's just a power cable in the... It's just a cold solder in the power supply, and that's all it was. Just a bad cold solder in the thing, and the thing is fixed. However, But then, to program these games, where they're basically just run by circuit boards, and somehow those circuit boards tell little dots on a monitor to display, that's amazing to me. Maybe it's easy to do that, but to me, I don't understand, like, the first thing about it. So, that's insane. Alright, let's go, chatters. We got Johnson in the chat, and that is about eat. We lost a ton of listeners in the great internet outage of May 31st, 2014. We call it the great e-cig outage. e-cig outage. Isn't it weird when you think about it that a bunch of people walk into a restaurant, and then when they walk out of the restaurant, they're carrying a whole bunch of stuff out with them, but it's in their body. Like, there was a whole bunch of stuff that was in the restaurant, and now it's no longer in the restaurant. It hasn't been thrown away. It hasn't been shipped out to another company. It's just been taken into another person's body, and then it's being carried out in their body. Unless they go to the bathroom. Isn't that interesting, everyone? Cool. I got a great idea for a restaurant, speaking of restaurants. Maybe I've already... I don't think I've talked about this before. It's going to be called... It's going to be a sports bar. And there's going to be no waiters or waitresses. All of your food and drink are delivered by throwing the item. So you can only order things that can be, like, in a sealable container that can be thrown. Like salad, chicken fingers, I guess. Onion rings, fries, I guess, are okay. But you probably don't want your pizza thrown or your pies. Or your, like, what else wouldn't you want thrown, really? Like, a steak would not necessarily handle well. And your beers. See, all the beers are going to have to be thrown, too. Now, this is a problem because I'm going to need to fashion some sort of koozie device that if it hits a person, it is not fatal to get hit by. So what you're going to do is you're going to text in your order to our system, right? The system's going to take the order, show it to the people making it. They're going to make it. They're going to put it in the throwable containers. When it is your turn to receive your order, your name will pop up on the scoreboard. You will raise your hand. You will have texted in your table number, too. Now, how am I going to stop people from ordering food for other tables? That is the problem. Maybe when you get there... You know what? Maybe they won't be using text. Maybe they'll be using, like, a web browser, and on each table is a QR code. No, people don't like QR codes because that's a pain in the butt. So, well, there's going to have to be some sort of code that you get when you get there or you get by sitting at your table that only you would know. So you send in your order that way. Your name pops up on the scoreboard. You raise your hand that you're ready for your order, and it gets thrown to you. Now, the name of this restaurant is going to be called The Pitcher's Mound. Obviously, because there will be a man on the pitcher's mound, probably just a couple pallets that we borrowed from a trucking company. So he's a couple feet higher than everyone else, and he's just going to be throwing your food across the restaurant. It's going to be one guy, only one guy throwing at a time. And he's got to be good. You got to work your way up to being the pitcher. Otherwise, you're just a line cook or a drink pourer or like a drink koozier. The only other problem is that we're going to need to get those koozies back. So we might have to have men crawling on the floor picking up koozie things, but that's fine. We'll figure that part out. Or maybe on your way out, you just dump them in. Like, nobody's going to do that, though. So we're going to have people collecting the soft koozie throwers things. But so you work your way up to pitcher, right? Oh, I finally made it. I'm pitching tonight. So we're going to have this schedule of who's pitching every night. It's like, who's on tonight? Oh, it's Jim. Oh, what's happening? The dog. The dog's yelling. Jim's pitching tonight. And so now Jim may get injured. He may need to have a sub, so we're going to have these subs. And you know the other thing that may happen? Jim may suck one night. He may be off his game. He may have hit like three girls in the head with beers. And he's like, oh, man, I can't do it. And the coach comes in and says, come on, Jim. You got to pull it together. Throw those beers. Throw those beers. So he screws up again. Hits another person with a salad in the head. And it's like, whatever. You pull him out. Pull him out. He can't do it. Pull Jim out. He's like, no, don't pull me out. I can do it. Get him out. And it's like, we got nobody. We got nobody left. And it's this fry guy. He's been working there 5 months. He's always wanted to be the pitcher. He's always looked up to the pitcher. He's like, one day, I'll be the pitcher. Every night, I go home from here, and I've built my own 2-pallet-tall pitcher's mound, and I've been practicing by throwing beers and salads against my wall for days and months and weeks. Put me in. And the guy will be like, we can't. We can't put you in. You suck. You're not good enough. Put me in. I can do it. I promise. He looks around. He's like, well, there's nobody else. We have to put Rudy in. Rudy, you're in. And then Rudy becomes the best pitcher that we've ever had. Incredible comeback story. Throwing those beers and those salads. He makes more money in one night than anyone could have ever dreamed of. We have to rewrite all of the record books because of how many beers he has thrown. Now, this is a great idea because people would order food just for the fact of getting their food and drinks thrown to them. They would order more just because they want some more stuff thrown at them. It's a genius idea, except for when the insurance company comes in and we hit them in the head with beers. Okay. Ran a bunch yesterday. It was raining. I'm starting to do this running in the rain thing. As soon as I see rain, I immediately put on my cotton shirt and I go running. Now, there's a big problem with that. You're not supposed to run in cotton, apparently, even though I've been doing it for months. I gotta take a drinking on. Mm-mm-mm. I owe Puke $4 in tokens. Oh, one thing I didn't mention is that guy that stood behind me at the Pengo game was like, oh, you're out of tokens. Do you need more? And he was going to offer me more tokens to play Pengo. And I'm like, I'm not going to take tokens from a guy just because he thinks I'm good at Pengo, which I'm not, by the way. You look at the average, you look at the scores online, I am not good by any stretch of the imag. But for like a sec, like I'm maybe good or I'm better than someone who would like play it today because I played it for 2 days. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So I'm going running, a little over 7 feet. And by the time I'm done running, my nipples hurt so bad. Like I didn't know that it was this bad, but this was yesterday. They're still sensitive. So I get into the shower and the hot water is hitting my nipples. They're burning. Like I didn't know nipples could hurt so bad. So I get out of the shower. I'm like, I need something soothing to put on my nipples. I know I got this aloe, that you put on your sunburns. Now I buy this stuff like once every 3 years and I never use it until I lose it. If you know what I mean, like I lose the container before even a tenth of it is used up because, whenever you get a sunburn, you go to the store and you buy this gel and you put it on, and then you just never get a sunburn again for the rest of the year. Everyone gets about one sunburn a year, right? So that's how it happens to me. So I use it once a year for my one sunburn a year. And so I'm like, I'll just put it on my nipples. So I put it on one of my nipples to test. It burns worse. I like lay back on the bed. I'm like, it's burning. It's burning. My nipple. It is so horrible. But running in the rain is amazing. Like, it's probably like you're running, but it's not hard. It's not as hard because you're not sweaty as much or you're not hot. Now, I signed up for a 5K, and last week during the stream, by the way, if you guys missed the stream last week, 9.5 hours of streaming we did, and a lot of it was after show. We were doing Mario Karting, so we were playing video games up in the hizzy. And if you missed that, you missed a good time. So you missed that, but one of the chatters was mocking me about my 5K time, and he was correct to do so because he's faster than me, and he looked at my belly during the live stream, and it was fat. But I've signed up for a 5K, so we're going to see how fast I am nowadays. But my speed really depends on the weather. Like, if it's cool and maybe a little drizzly, I'm going to run a whole lot faster than it's hot in 75.
Do you want to hear what the other chat is saying?
What other chat?
This chat?
No.
Dale says, you are back, Nick. There was a Sanford and Sons episode where they turned their house, parentheses, in the junkyard, parentheses, to a restaurant. They wrote the orders on softballs and threw them to the kitchen. It was really popular, but the code people shut them down for a bunch of stupid reasons. It was a very libertarian episode.
Oh.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay.
I wasn't here.
Yep. No. But running in the rain is basically the best feeling, next to like a woman grabbing my head and shoving it between her thighs. Sorry, Dad.
But that's only good like 25% of the time, right?
Huh? What do you mean?
You said that a vagina is off limits.
Oh! No, it's fine. They're not good though. A lot of them don't grab at it. They don't want a man grabbing their head, right? Most girls do not want a man grabbing their head and shoving it between his thighs. Usually they feel gross and used. However, here's the problem. Men want to feel gross and used. So there's that.
Yeah. So I guess we're not cool enough for Mike to call us.
Mike D, call us. My nipples hurt so bad from yesterday's run.
Why? Is that just because the shirt rubs against them?
I guess so.
Why don't you tape them?
Well, I'm going to have to from now on because they still hurt. Oh, and I've been parking at this parking lot near my running route for about a year now. And I finally got a note placed on my window. Now, I know that the company that I park at has a security guard. And I know for a fact he's walked out to my car and looked at it and then walked back inside without doing anything. Yesterday, I get back to my car. There's a note on it. You are parked in a private parking lot. It is posted when you come in. You can be towed.
Whose parking lot is it?
It's a private business.
What private business?
PC Connection.
Oh, okay. What do they do?
They fix PCs.
Really?
Yes.
That big building just to fix computers?
I don't know if that's all they do, but I know I've brought PCs there to be fixed, and they fixed them.
Oh.
But it's very strange. They pay a man to be the security guard to just sit at the front desk and take computers in.
That's weird. We need a table in here.
Why?
Because this one, look at this. It's floppy.
I guess so.
We should get a square table or something.
I'm turning into an asshole IT guy at work. You know, the one that just looks down on everyone when they ask a question?
Yeah.
I'm turning into that and it sucks.
You're turning into, you weren't already that?
What are you talking about? I've helped you with tons of problems without looking down on you.
While looking down on me?
No, without.
Oh, I feel like you're looking down on me the whole time.
Well, that's just...
I feel very looked down upon.
So this lady says, Nick, can you come look at this real quick? So if anyone's familiar with Windows, you've got this minimize button, and then in the middle you have this shrink button.
Oh.
And then on the far right you have the X to close it. So she's hitting the middle button, and she's like... This usually shrunk the window, and it's not doing it anymore. So she keeps hitting it, and it's going from full screen to just barely under full screen. And she's like, I want it to be smaller. And I'm like, how about you just grab the corner and then you drag it and resize it? She goes, oh, okay. Thanks. So people are now asking me at work how to resize their windows. What else happened? Oh, yeah. Someone emailed me and said, Nick, one of our customers is really interested in this tool that you installed for me called the snipping tool. Can you tell me how he can get the snipping tool? Is it free? Now, the snipping tool is installed by default to Windows. It comes with every Windows computer. And I gave Andrew an article on how to use it. So there's that. I was at the store earlier today. There's a bin. There's a bin. Do you want to say something?
No.
What do you want to say?
Something's happening on here.
Okay, what is happening?
The new version of iTunes is available. I didn't even open iTunes.
Oh, don't do that.
I love puking the gang.
Stop that.
I don't know what it is. I can't hear it.
I'm at the store, and there's this bin. It says 50% off everything in this bin. And I look in the bin. Half of the things are condoms. Would you trust 50% off condoms? Like, they're old, right? So that's why they're 50% off. But now if you get 50% off condoms, you can put two on and then you can last twice as long.
And have half the fun.
Yeah. What? No, I don't know what it's like to not do it without a thing. To not do it with a... I can't believe my dad and mom are listening to this. They're sitting around the fire. They're like, it's time for our weekly load up.
Don't they have an apartment?
Of Nick, yeah.
They put a fire in their apartment?
No, they have a fireplace, but it's blocked off. Like, all it does is let cold air in. So, what did you say?
We didn't start till like 12:30.
Do you guys want to get back to the real show?
We haven't even started yet. Ali's upset because the show's not over yet.
Okay.
That's going to make them hate me. Because they love this show.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.